you're stuck. So, killing all the six children, Devaki got pregnant again for the seventh time. But this time it was different. When Devaki got pregnant for the seventh time, Krishna, in the spiritual world, spoke to his potency, Yogamaya, and said to Yogamaya, "My first expansion, Sankarshan, is in the womb of Devaki. Yogamaya, I want you to go attract Sankarshan out of Devaki's womb and lead him to the womb of Rohini, who was another wife of Vasudev. Vasudev had many wives, and this other wife, Rohini, she was in Vrindavan, staying under the care of Nanda and Yashoda. So Krishna said to Yogamaya, attract him. And that's not difficult, because Yogamaya is the full spiritual potency in feminine form, all attractive. And so she lured Sankarshan, and he moved into the womb of Rohini. Externally, it appeared that Devaki had a miscarriage, because they could not see the spiritual thing going on. They only saw externally that she was pregnant, and now she was no longer pregnant, so they thought, oh, she had a miscarriage. But we know the real story. Now, on a wonderful day, Vasudev is in spiritual consciousness, and by his mystic powers, he is able to transfer Krishna in his heart, and in the heart of Devaki, Krishna appears and takes shelter of Devaki's womb. So now Devaki appears to be pregnant the eighth time. And Kamsa now is very worried. It's the eighth child. He knows this is what he's been waiting for. Now he's thinking, I can't kill her now because it won't look good. She's pregnant. If I kill her now, no, that's not to my, not going to look good. So his plan is, I'll wait till she gives birth. Vasudev has promised he'll deliver. I'll wait, and when she turns him over, I'll kill him. But Devaki, now that she's pregnant with actual Krishna, she looks extraordinarily beautiful. And everyone can see she's glowing. She's glowing. Why? She has Krishna in her womb. Any woman, when she's pregnant, she has a different look about her. What to speak if it's the Supreme Lord Himself? You can imagine. Invisibly, all the demigods come to Devaki's womb. Now, by this time, after Narada, I forgot to mention, after Narada, Kamsa imprisoned Vasudev and Devaki with iron shackles so that they could not escape. So they're in prison. So all the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods invisibly appear to Devaki and offer prayers to the child in her womb. Who's the child?
Krishna.
Who's the child?
Krishna.
Yes. And these prayers that the demigods offer, such nice philosophy they present. So, Kamsa's waiting. Then comes that special night, the original Janmashtami. All of a sudden, in the whole atmosphere, becomes very, very nice. Everybody feels calm. There's nice wind blowing. You can smell the flowers. The air is nice to the touch. And although it was the eighth day of the waning moon, the moon looked full because the Soma, the moon god, was happy. And then midnight comes, Krishna appears. But how does he appear? As Narayan, everybody. He appears as four-handed Narayan. And he says, now, Vasudev offers prayers, Devaki offers prayers, and those prayers reveal how advanced spiritually. And Devaki's prayers? Very advanced prayers, Devaki. And Devaki's prayer is basically, my Lord, please disguise yourself. Please hide yourself. Because as soon as it is detected, Kamsa is going to come and kill you. A mother, she protects her child, even at her own expense. So Devaki does not want anything to happen to her child. So then Krishna speaks. He says, I have appeared in this four-armed, what form? Just to convince you that it is me, God, who has appeared as your child. If I had appeared just as an ordinary baby, you might not think. And then Krishna says, you don't know, but I know. This is the third time I have appeared as your child. You, Vasudeva and Devaki, were previously Prishni and Sutapa. At that time, I appeared as your son, Prishni Garba. Then, your next birth, you appeared as Kasyapa and Aditi. And I took birth as your son, Vamana. And we heard about Vamana a couple of days ago. We heard that story. Now this is the third time. But this time I am coming in my original form, Krishna. You didn't say Narayan. Good. The original form? Very important. Because that we learned in the first day's program. Who is the original form of God? Ah, that we learned. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Please. Very important. One line. So important. So then, Krishna says, you are to take me out of this. Yashoda has given birth to a girl. You are to switch me. You place me in Yashoda's bed and take the girl that she has given birth to. So, Krishna now transforms himself from four-armed Narayan form to look like a human baby. Vasudev takes the child and miraculously all the shackles open. The guards, if you're in a prison, there's guards. They're all because it's midnight. They should be standing. No, they're all sleeping. The doors of the prison easily open. And Vasudev is carrying in his arms, who? Krishna. It starts to rain. So, Anantashesh, who has so many hoods, acts as an umbrella. And Vasudev has to cross the Yamuna. The Yamuna makes a path. And so, Vasudev reaches Now, Yehoshua had given birth to a girl, but after giving birth, she fell asleep, and she couldn't remember whether she had given birth to a boy or a girl. So Vasudev went there, she's asleep, takes the girl, and leaves Krishna with her. When she wakes up, she sees, oh, I have given birth to this beautiful, nice boy. So she's unaware of what's going on. Vasudev comes back, places the girl in the lap of Devaki, puts the shackles on, and the baby starts to cry. When the crying is there, the guards wake up. Kamsa wakes up, and he's, you know what it's like when you wake up, your hair is all over the place. But Kamsa runs. He draws, he takes the child in his arms, and he's thinking, it's supposed to be a boy, but it's a girl. Never mind, it's the eighth child. He takes the child, and he's going to dash it on a stone. But as soon as he tries to do it, the baby comes out of his arms, and she appears as Durga Mata. Kamsa was a worshiper of Durga Mata. So his worshipful deity appears to him. You nonsense rascal, Kamsa! The child you're looking for has already taken birth somewhere else. And then she disappears. And Kamsa is thinking, I believe the omen. And I did all this very sinful activities because I believed the omen. So Kamsa goes to Devaki and Vasudev and says, I'm very sorry. I killed 6 children because I believed the omen. Vasudev and Devaki, I know you are very noble people. Can you forgive me? And of course, Vasudev and Devaki are devotees. Devotees don't keep grudges. They forgive, they forget. Now, imagine, 6 children, if that was you, would you be so? That shows you the nature of Vasudev and Devaki. They're so exalted, they could forgive Kamsa. The next morning, Kamsa is there with his ministers. And his ministers say, no, no, no. We don't want to see you like this. Let us make a plan. Because Durga said, the child has been born elsewhere. The child is still out there. Let's do a plan. Let us kill all the newborn babies, male babies. Because that child may be anywhere. And that's what they did. They went all over, killing innocent babies just to find that one baby. Somehow or other, they couldn't find Krishna. So, the next morning, Yashoda, Nanda is ecstatic. Why? Nanda has advanced in ages. And generally, the older a man gets, it's more difficult to have a son because he doesn't have the same amount of potency. So it was a surprise to Nanda that at an advanced age, he had a son. So they had a big festival. Nanda, Yashoda, big festival. Brahmins came. They had a big prasad. They did sacrifices for the birth of this child, Krishna. Soon after this, it's time for Nanda to pay taxes. Yes, taxes has been in existence for at least 5,000 years. And Nanda has to go to Mathura and pay his yearly taxes to Kamsa. But after seeing Kamsa, he meets up with his old friend, Vasudev. Because after all, one of Vasudev's wives is staying with him. So they had a relationship. So Vasudev doesn't want to let on what has gone on. So he plays the part. But indirectly, he's asking, "Oh, I heard you had a son. How is that son?" Because Vasudev wants to know for himself. That's his son. But he's not telling Nanda. He's playing the game. And then Vasudev tells Nanda, "If I were you, don't tarry here. Don't stay in Mathura. Return, because I'm hearing there may be disturbances, so you should go back." So Nanda says, "Oh, okay." So Nanda returns. Meanwhile, Kamsa is starting now to send demons to find and kill Krishna. So the first demon he sends, Putana. She's a Kachari witch. Prabhupada says that she's able to be on a broomstick and fly. Kachari. So Putana finds the home of Nanda and Yashoda. And Putana, just like Shurpanakha, when Shurpanakha approached Ram, although she's a Rakshasi with an ugly form, she was able to transform herself to look like a beautiful, nice, sweet woman. So Putana, Putana, what was her job? Yes, she was a witch. What was her employment? Killing babies and sucking their blood. That was her W-2. That's what she was expert. That's why Kamsa set her. But she knew, I can't go in my Rakshasi form. So she also transforms herself to look like Lakshmi. So when she arrives at the house of Nanda and everybody immediately, "Oh, Lakshmi has come to see Krishna." So she walks right in, not knowing that this is a baby killer. The innocent people of Vrindavan, they're very simple. Simple people. They're not sophisticated. They're village people. Simple. So Putana says, "Oh, I would like to give the baby my breast milk." And everybody, "Oh yes, because she's so beautiful." You wouldn't think a beautiful woman would have any kind of sinister intentions. Wow. So, but what they don't know is Putana had put poison on the nipple of her breast. And her plan was, the baby will suckle my breast and the poison will kill him. When Putana says, sees Krishna, she goes, "Ooh." In her mind, she's thinking, "This baby looks very powerful. This baby is so powerful, he could destroy the whole universe." But then Krishna closes his eyes. And by closing his eyes, he's giving a secret message to Putana. So even though Putana knows that this child is powerful, still she thinks, she becomes bewildered, "Still, I'll be able to kill him." So she takes the baby on her lap and puts the breast in his mouth. Now Krishna is 1, maybe 2 months old, but he's still God. He knows who Putana is. He's not fooled by the external look. He can actually see
that she's an evil, ugly, sinful witch. So Krishna grabs the nipple with great force and sucks the milk and the poison. And he's sucking harder and harder. And to Putana, it's like, child, leave me. Because Krishna is killing her. Because he's sucking out her life air. And so under extreme pain, she has to assume her real form as Putana, the witch. And her body extends to a dimension of 12 miles. And there is Krishna. And she finally falls down in a field, dead. And there is baby Krishna, just playing. Nothing has happened to Krishna. And the gopis, Mother Yashoda, all the gopis, they run. And they bring dust from the cows. They bring cow urine, cow dung, to bless and purify Krishna. And they chant all these names of Krishna. May Lord Haladhar protect you. May Lord Narayan protect you. They invoke all these names of God just to protect Krishna. Meanwhile, Nanda is on his way home from Mathura. And so they cut the dead body of Putana into pieces and they burn it like you would burn a log. And because Krishna had touched her, her sinful body became purified. So they're burning the body and it gives off a beautiful smell. Because she had come in contact with Krishna. So when Nanda sees what's going on, he goes, wow, Vasudev must be some kind of mystic yogi. He told me there may be disturbances. Look what has just happened. Now, for me, this story of Putana is so vivid. Because those of you who know, this was the story that convinced me to join Prabhupada's movement. When I read this story, I closed the book and I decided I'm joining Prabhupada's movement. So this story has great significance for me. Then more demons are sent. A demon takes shelter of a cart. Then another demon, Trinavarta, tries to take Krishna up into the sky. But Krishna kills Trinavarta. And then one day, Krishna, Yashoda, looks into Krishna's mouth. And by looking into Krishna's mouth, she sees the whole universe. And she's going, who is this child? She thinks, am I hallucinating? Then Garga Muni comes. But before Garga Muni comes, we have to take a break. Everybody.